Wow.
Is it North by North?
Direct from the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex.
It's like honey in your ear holes.
Guys, it's Christmas time. I have important questions. Seriously. What is the Christmas song that goes, na 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 na? What song is that?
That's from Shrek.
No, it's not from Shrek. It's the next one.
We bring you and wish you a happy new year.
That's from Shrek, isn't it?
And we wish you a... Oh, God rest you. No.
Bless your
shoes. Here we come a-caroling among the leaves so green.
That's a different song.
No, it's different, Jake.
No, he's right.
Love and joy come to you.
No, it's the song from Shrek where the kids like,
here we come a caroling.
Shine your shoes, wipe your face.
Is here we come a wassailing. That's what it is.
Only Americans know what wassailing is, so we say here we go a caroling.
Yeah.
Here we come a caroling.
I don't know. What is wassailing,
John? I don't know.
Wassail is a big bowl of spiked punch.
It's like
sailing
warbling.
With whales.
Isn't that like hot, hot spice?
Whoa. Whoa, we got, hold on.
Sing that every year.
This is the type of shit Jake likes.
I sing this every single year for 4 years in high school.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. We did a Christmas concert every year.
Wow. No wonder you knew it.
There it is. Thanks. It stuck in my head.
You're welcome.
Still think it's the song from Shrek.
Nope.
I don't get it. Was there a Christmas Shrek?
No. There's like when they get into Dulap. There's the little kiosk that scares the shit out of Donkey. And it plays a song to that tune.
Na, na, na,
and they bend over and turn around. Wipe your face.
Mario, play it for John. He's never seen Shrek.
And then look up what wassail is.
Can you do all of these things for us? It's Christmas.
Sure, it's Christmas.
Wassail.
I'm here to answer your Christmas wish.
You want a wassail?
You want a wassail,
darling?
You
want a wassail?
I had to shake the wassails.
We can go out back.
Hey, hello.
I'll give you a wassail.
Here Boy, we I'm going to give you a wassailing.
Here we come, a wassailing. Ba 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 ba.
Remember those old pictures, those Thomas Nast cartoons of Santa with the big steaming bowl of punch and he's all...
Oh, John, the Kingston Trio. Your favorite.
Not.
I mean, breaking out the sitar for Christmas.
Wassail, wassail, all over the town. The color is white and the ale it is brown. The cup is made of the good ashen tree, and so is the malt of the finest barley.
Why does everything they sing sound like Tom Dooley?
I don't know who that is.
Mr. and Mrs., are you all within? Pray open the door and let us come in. Oh, Master and Mrs. who sit by the fire, pray think of the travelers who walk through the mire.
Isn't it weird to think they were huge at some
it's not
point?
A sitar by the way,
it's
a
mandolin. What?
Patrick
said
it's a sitar. It's not. It's a mandolin.
Where's my song?
Terrible.
They were, you know, they were like Peter, Paul, and Mary. They were huge.
Yeah.
Hit after hit. It's hard to imagine a time, a period in American history when that was a hit.
Well, you know, John.
Yeah.
Times
change.
Now I'm going to look up Kingston Trio Christmas songs. Just for you. I have no idea I don't know anything about the Kingston Trio. I just know you don't like them.
Well, no. I mean, a little goes a long way. It's late 50s, early 60s. It's that brand of folk. It's pre-Dylan folk, where it's all real pretty. You know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the Limelighters and all that stuff.
Oh, the Limelighters. You love them.
Although a lot of people come out of those folk bands, like John Phillips and Roger McGuinn. A lot of those guys come out of the old folk bands.
Oh, there you go.
Denny Doherty. They all started as folkies. Then they saw the Beatles and went, we got to plug in. we got to plug our guitars in.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
That's how you get the birds. All these guys are in the folk tradition. They've been singing with folk acts, and then they see the Beatles on TV and go, that's what we should be doing. You know, that's a true story. The Birds, they sold their acoustic guitars and bought Rickenbackers. Electric Rickenbackers.
Is that true, really?
After they saw Hard Day's Night, they went out, pawned their guitars, and got Rickenbackers, yeah.
This is a great Christmas. John, do the Beatles have any Christmas songs?
Oh, yeah.
What do they got?
Everywhere is Christmas. Type it in. You'll get it.
Simply having...
Oh, my God.
No, no,
that
no.
Is
that's
the worst.
That's a solo McCartney, yeah.
That is the worst.
The same of everything.
We're talking about Christmas songs. We can play Christmas Shoes and make everybody cry.
No, no, no. Christmas Shoes. Beatles, 1966.
Christmas Time is Here Again.
What? Ooh.
And also Everywhere is Christmas. You know, those were fan club only releases.
Really?
They would talk. Yeah. They'd put. It was only for Beatles fan club members. And they would basically talk, and then they'd break into song and do comedy sketches, and you only got them. It was like a little flexi disc. And since then, the bootleggers have put it on vinyl and CD, and they put out the official release last year.
Oh, it's cool.
What's great is they did it from 63 to 69, so the early ones are very scripted and very straight. It's like, hello, this is John speaking. Thanks for buying our records. Hi, this is Paul. Thanks for coming to see us live. And they're like reading from a script. By 66, they're clowning around. It's a little more off the cuff. By 69, it's experimental. They're out of their heads. They've done the psychedelics. They're not even doing it together. They're not even in the same studio. It's like John takes the recorder home, Paul takes a recorder home, and they all do their own little thing, which kind of shows you that they weren't long for this world. They weren't able to get into a studio for a Christmas message together, you know.
No, we can't get together at Christmas time.
But it's fascinating to listen to them one after the other. It's like a progression, you know. Very straight-laced to psychedelic to just like freaking out, you know.
Their heads.
Yeah.
What's your, John, let me ask you a question. When you were a kid.
Yeah.
Growing up, we all had a favorite Christmas record. What was yours?
Oh, God. Well, what... How old?
Let's say 10. Let's say like 7 or 8 years old. Like, let's say right in there. Like, right in, like your prime Christmas years. You still believe in Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's Christmas music being played. What do you got?
You know, we had the Elvis Christmas album. When we were decorating the tree, they'd usually put on the Elvis Christmas album. My dad had that. And, God, we had some, you know, we had some Christmas Chipmunks records. I don't know how. How my mom stood that, listening to the Chipmunks
over
Christmas records
and
over and over again. But
it's little John going, it's amazing.
But I think that was my first taste of Elvis. Was we had the Elvis Christmas album, and that's it still holds up. You know, Blue Christmas and Santa
Bring. Oh, we just heard. They make me so sleepy.
Well,
it's such like a show. Like, he's putting on a show when he sings.
Yeah, he's almost become a parody of himself by 58.
Well, yeah, because what we just heard, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Yeah,
like, here comes Santa Claus.
Who
sings like
and
that?
And he's not enunciating. He's like, it's
also kind of, you can fall asleep to it because he's kind of mumbling and it's the same tone the whole way.
He also draws a lot of syllables, like out of aisle, it's all that first aisle yeah. is like 8 syllables long.
Little did we know he was having a stroke the whole time.
He's pretty young. 58, he's pretty young. But there are people that say he's already sort of doing Elvis. He knows what people want.
Yeah.
He's already doing Elvis. You listen to the early stuff, it's fresh, and now he knows what they want me to do a little. Exactly.
The best version of Here Comes Santa Claus is, of course, by the Ramsey Lewis Trio. So look.
Oh, my God, that's a great album.
Yeah, that whole Christmas album.
I play that repeatedly. And, you know, they never put the second Ramsey Lewis Christmas album on DVD, on CD.
Why not?
So I found somebody with the vinyl, and I had him burn me a copy.
But nice.
You cannot because I wanted more. It's a very short album.
Yeah, it's only like 6
songs. And then I found out there's a second volume, and it's like, come on. Put it out on
DVD. Super groovy.
Yeah.
Sounds very much like...
groovy, man.
If you weren't paying attention, you would think it's almost... melds into like Charlie Brown Christmas a little bit.
Well, it's a great one to play if you want more. After you play the Vince Guaraldi Charlie Brown Christmas, if you want more, the Ramsey Lewis Christmas is perfect.
So look, let's check that out, guys. It's on Argo Records.
There's also some Dave Brubeck Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
That's pretty right. good, yeah. Right.
What about you, Jake? What did you listen to when you were growing up?
My favorite, it played out of like a little dancing Santa thing that my grandma had every year. It was Jingle Bell Rock. And it just did like a little shimmy back and forth.
Was it the original Jingle Bell Rock?
Uh-huh.
Who was the original?
Bobby Holmes.
Did it remind you of Lethal Weapon? Not Die Hard, but Lethal.
A little bit.
I know. I rewound that. Went. This is not Bobby Holmes.
Is that a good song or a bad song, John?
I like it. You know, with Christmas songs, you can't.
I don't judge Christmas songs. You can't judge the same people. Way.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I do because like
they're
that
all
song.
Guilty pleasures.
I do like Jingle Bell Rock. I'm not.
You know why? Because it's that 50s.
It's
twangy.
It's a classic Christmas song.
John, right? I'm looking at Patrick's looking at me. Are you not a fan of that song?
No, it's a good song. So Justine has a weird quirk about me. She thinks I'm strange. I know almost all the words to most Christmas songs.
Every Christmas song.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just you
listen to the
learn.
Radio and he knows all the words.
I can sing along pretty easily.
No,
it's not difficult.
But he doesn't know Here We Come a Caroling. He thinks his fucking Duloc is Shrek.
It's I don't know. So I love Christmas music.
Here, let's test him. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
I don't want to play
I
this
saw
game.
Three ships come sailing.
I don't
want to
play this game.
On Christmas Day. In
that's
the morning.
Obscure. That's the thing. To find obscure Christmas
do you know
songs.
How I know, do you know how I discovered that song?
I'm going to guess Paul Stewart.
No, it's. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Your buddy Paul.
Here's one that's played, you know, from the year 900.
Yeah. No, here, let me see if I can do it. I can't do it.
He plays it on his flute.
I can't do an impersonation of this actor, but he's got a very distinctive voice. Let me see if I can do it. So imagine someone singing that song and going, "Hey, Edward. What are you doing there, Edward? I can't do the voice."
Sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
It's no,
hey,
it's not.
Hey, what you doing?
Hey, a 1, 2, 3, 4. Shout out to Pat Francis. Yeah, how many albums? Elvis Christmas albums were there? 1, 2, 3, 4.
you sound like you're about to take a shit right now.
Pat Francis is Bruce Springsteen. Hey, Bruce.
How many have been good out there? Oh, that's not too many. Yeah. You're all in a lot of trouble. Hey, Clarence, you've been good, so Santa bring you a new saxophone.
Yeah. It's like, I can't beat Pat Frank.
Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. And I remember sitting at the kitchen table with my dad, and I just thinking, man, I just hate what he said about Vietnam. Santa Claus coming to town.
Hey, Bruce, it's December 21st. How many days are left till Christmas? Well, let me see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. Shout out to Pat Francis.
It's adorable.
We ripped him off. Pat Francis, of course, the host of the great Rock Solid podcast. So flip over after you're done here and listen to him, because I'll bet you he's done it on this episode.
You know, they played that thing ad nauseum. You know, it's just that whole rap at the beginning, you know, where it's all dun, 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 dun. Well, the Jersey Shore, it's getting nice and cold and icy out. You're like going, wow.
No,
he's co-opted Christmas.
The actor was, what am I doing here? Hey, Edward.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey?
Edward. Nice to see you, Ed. How you doing, Edward? It's I'm doing a very bad Alan Arkin from
Alan Arkin
from Edward
.
Scissorhands.
That's very bad.
Which is another one
that
we forget. What is he saying? What I can't. What they're gonna get rid of all the salesmen? How are you gonna get rid of all the salesmen? They don't let you live.
Oh, he's great. That's funny. You know, an actor like him and Glenn Rossi gets lost in the shuffle.
Uh-huh.
Because you think, oh yeah, that's the Al Pacino movie, but there's all these other great actors.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, including Jack Lemmon, our friend Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
What about you, Patrick? What did you when you were growing up in Bodega
when
Bay,
Bodega
from
Bay.
The birds?
Exactly.
What kind of Christmas music did you like to listen to?
That's weird.
I like a lot of classics, but probably the number one go-to song would be a song that would annoy most people, which was "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer."
You get out right now.
That's everybody's least. You realize that's everyone's least favorite.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
As a kid, it was hilarious.
Walking down from our house Christmas Eve.
No.
You can say
no.
The most thing is Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
He's going to shoot the console. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang.
No, it's I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Which version?
Yeah, original.
Mm-hmm. Who's the original? Is that Bing Crosby?
I think it's Bing Crosby.
Oh yeah, the original. Yeah, we told that story before. I don't want to tell it.
It just it makes you cry.
It
and
makes me cry.
Mario's story makes it worse. It makes me cry, and I'm tearing up.
Don't cry. Don't.
That not is, on Christmas.
I can see it.
Not on Christmas.
I can
Christmas.
See the tears.
That is a good.
Don't play it.
That is a great song.
I'm gonna cry like a bitch.
And then Elvis, he does the Elvis thing.
That doesn't sound right.
Ah.
adopted.
What is this?
I don't know. It doesn't sound right.
Please have snow and mistletoe.
Can you get that, Joe?
And presents on the tree.
I have no idea.
It's the Miracles.
Ah.
How about that?
Wow.
There you go. How about that?
Pentatonix also has
Christmas music.
Nope. Nope. Never.
It's like every year.
Every year with Jake.
Pentatonix.
Nope. No, I don't need to hear 12 people.
Yeah, new Christmas album every year, too.
Another one?
Yeah. Wow.
I don't need to hear 12 people singing one song.
So explain to me who they are, because I
No,
see,
John, no.
No, because I saw that at Amoeba, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Pentatonix is acapella? It's a 5-person acapella group. Yeah. So bass, tenor, alto, soprano, and then they have a guy who does percussion.
Oh, okay.
Please don't. Don't do it.
Do you like the Manhattan Transfer? That sort of like, what'd you call it?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare call it jazz.
No, I'm not. But it's called Vocalese. Vocalese, right? Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. That's some good jazz, yeah. Hercules. That's great.
I'm out.
Well, we've really come a long way from the original intent of this. So.
I think in high school we sang a song that the Manhattan Transfer covered. It was Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, right? The Manhattan Transfer. Aren't they kind of like trying for that?
Sure.
You like Lambert, Hendrix, and
sure.
Ross.
Sure. I like it when it's well done.
Right. And that's a short list.
Yeah. You got Ella Fitzgerald at the top.
Sure.
And then there's a few of them, but not. You know who does a great version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, going back to that song, is Dean Martin on Dean Martin's Christmas album.
Yeah.
By the way, I know this is very unpopular. The older I get, the balances, the you put Sinatra and you put, Dean on the scale, and there's tipping toward Dean a little bit.
There's a period where he's pretty damn good.
It's always it always tipped towards Dean. For me.
The Christmas Blues, which they played in L.A. Confidential.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
Dean Martin was in that Western You Made Us Watch, right?
Yeah.
I love the way she
No, he was in Rio Bravo.
Rio Bravo. Yeah.
You liked him in Rio Bravo.
Yeah. I like him because I've seen him in a movie, so.
Oh, he's a great singer, though.
I haven't seen Sinatra in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in a ton of movies. He won the Oscar.
You didn't make me watch it, so.
Oh, how is that possible?
Dean Martin's a winner.
Like, From Here to Eternity?
Yeah, we haven't watched that.
Jeez.
There we go.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Whoa, that's a man.
Yeah. You would love it.
Did you hear that dip?
Can plan on me.
Whoa. I don't even see him, and I'm charmed already.
Have snow.
See, it's working. What's the age difference?
Look at her.
I think we found her a new heartthrob.
Someone once described his style as like post orgasm.
He
sounds like somebody who's ready to roll over and light a cigarette.
Yeah, he's doing some dips there. I like.
It was him and Phil Harris. They said, "This is basically you're done. Light up a cigarette, and now I'm going to sing a song for you."
Here, listen. Get ready.
He gets me at that.
There he goes.
I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
Yeah, Dean, that's great.
He knocked the Beatles off the charts. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
They thought they were all done, and that one song of his knocked the Beatles off the chart. I think it knocked Hard Day's Night off the chart. That everybody loves somebody sometime.
Honestly, get the Dean Martin Christmas album. It's freaking fantastic.
All right.
Or just get everything by Dean.
I like just she literally had like a whoa.
No, you know there's one. There's
it
one.
Was.
I picked.
It was like a cool drop and just up again. You're like whoa. See, that's better than Elvis, who stays at one pitch the whole time and puts me to sleep.
Dean Martin.
Just sleep to that. It's just
Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. That was make-out music for its time.
Mm-hmm.
You remember remember what Johnny Carson said to Frank Sinatra? He says, he comes out, and the first thing he says to him is, "Who do you make out to?" We all make out to your music. What, who the hell you make out to?
That's true. Bing.
My music.
Probably makes out to Bing Crosby.
And remember in Diner where he's going, "Who do you make out to? Johnny Mathis or Frank Sinatra?" And they ask Mickey Rourke's character, he goes, "Elvis Presley." And they're like, "That's it. That's the last time I'm going to ask you a question like that. I was asking a serious question."
Yeah, I still think I like Bing's better.
For popping, the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You should play your baby, it's cold
when
outside.
Finally, said goodnight.
He just has this how nice, smooth going voice.
That was
and he's
a...
so confident.
Yeah, not bad for a guy who was drunk when John Wayne found him, right?
Yeah.
True death.
Well, you remember that he sang that song with
the... Oh, yeah.
The random song.
Yeah, the random song.
And they just start singing in a jail cell. It was a jail cell, wasn't it?
Why wouldn't you?
And you're just like, okay.
But, I mean, that was his gimmick. The idea was that wherever he was truly drunk. He had a show that ran for 9 seasons, and it was the idea was he just sort of like stumbles on stage and is tucked.
But he really wasn't.
They said he was kind of a... At the time, that was kind of a gimmick, because they said if you looked at his tumbler, more often than not, it was full of apple juice. He's not going to come out drunk. He played a drunk, but...
Yeah.
Not like... what's that guy's name? Lee Marvin?
Didn't you ever see... Didn't you ever see Cannonball Run, the great Dean Martin?
That's his last performance. Are you kidding? That's his last movie.
Ah, good old Dean
Martin. Him and Sammy
Davis. We gotta go off and find some Dean Martin stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your hats. I've got a DVD. I just watched it the other night. It's a Dean Martin Christmas from 68. Mm-hmm. Guest stars Bob Newhart, Dom DeLuise, a skinny Dom DeLuise, I might add. And the Gold Diggers. You got all these girls dressed up like the Rockettes.
Oh, that's crazy. Was it good?
It's a time capsule.
And is he singing Christmas tunes?
He is. He's in a tux. He's in, got the black tie and everything.
Oh, good old. That's awesome.
And he never used to rehearse. He wanted it to look spontaneous. And you can tell. He's reading it right off the cue cards. And it makes it funnier because he's laughing. He's doing this routine with Bob Newhart, and he's laughing in the middle of the routine. He's just breaking down and laughing.
Kind of like a Carol Burnett.
Thing. Well, better. Better than when you see Harvey Korman doing it, you know? That's, somehow.
Don't ever say that.
Yeah, take that.
Don't ever say that.
No.
Take it
you
back.
Will only be risking your life.
Take it back, John.
While Harvey will be risking an almost certain Academy Award
I
nominee.
Love Harvey Korman, but you can tell with Dean Martin he's laughing because it's the first time he's hearing it.
Okay. Now, Justine, what did you like to listen to when you were a little gal running around barefoot in the Philippines?
Jesus.
It didn't matter what I want to listen to. My parents listened to whatever they wanted
what
to
did their parents
to?
Want to listen to?
They play Jackson 5 and... there's one where there's a bunch of talking, and then it gets a little happier, and then they're singing about Santa coming to town. I don't know who sings it, but there's
Santa Claus is coming to town?
No, but there's like all this chatter in the beginning of it, because I know it's Christmas time, and we're going to decorate the house, because that's the first song that
I
plays.
I think that is the Jackson 5.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of people chattering, like chatting in
the beginning. Yeah, I think that
do
is
they?
The Jackson 5.
Because they do the, because then you have this one from...
Yeah,
this
start
one.
Singing it.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the
Milky
Way.
Nope, she's scared. She's scared.
No, there's just all like it's like people are at a party or something, and they're just chatting, and
I think
then
it's
this
Jackson
song
5,
just
Santa
starts
Claus
off.
Coming to town.
I love that
because Santa Claus Coming to Town by Jackson 5 starts out with that. I thought there was like a
this
preamble.
This one,
there's
like
people
off.
Talking. They're like, yeah, blah 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 blah, and they're just talking. And they just start singing.
I think
Santa
that
Claus
might be the album
town.
Version. I think there's more. I might be wrong, but I think there's like a buildup that they cut off for the single.
I don't know. The CD would be in the dust changer, so I would never see what it was.
What I love is the thing at the end of the Phil Spector Christmas album where he goes, "I'd just like to say on behalf of the Crystals and the Ronettes and Darlene Love and me, who is now sitting in a jail, to have a very Merry Christmas."
I don't know. That's hard. That's so hard to track down.
Yeah, that's hard for me to track down.
Just say, Siri, Christmas song with chatter and talk before the song starts.
There's just like it's just like a crowd of people, and then this guy starts it off, and then a girl sings in, and then a guy. It's just...
Oh, your mom should know, right? Can't you just ask your mom?
Yeah, ask your mom.
She's
Let's call her on
that.
The air.
They might even still have that record, right?
They probably do.
Yeah. Just call her on the air.
Call her up right now.
Do you want me to talk to her?
No.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'll do it. She likes me.
Yeah, they're just...
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not it.
It's a marshmallow world with your sweetheart.
There's always White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Oh, you're right. That's not it.
That's still a great version.
It is.
My dad really likes Jackson 5 because he grew up to that.
Oh my God,
so
Jackson
like
5.
I had to listen to it all like, the time.
If I hear the Jackson, if I hear ABC, The Love You Save, or
I Want You Back,
or I Want You Back, it literally takes me back to being a. That is the earliest music I remember. Yeah. It takes me back to because my cousins were into it, and I literally will like. I'm thinking about it now, and I'm thinking about my old house. Sitting in front of the TV on like a Saturday morning watching cartoons.
You get all glassy eyed
like,
and
seriously.
Have a flashback.
Yeah, like, I remember like taking our road trips and listening to it all the time. Yeah.
You know there was a Jackson 5 cartoon show for kids.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
Did you ever see
that's,
that?
That's right. Jackson 5, that's a good one. That's a, your parents gave you a good.
Well, yeah, good... I had no choice in what I had to listen to. They.
Well, no kid no kid does. Yeah. You know? If you're lucky, you like what your parents like, because yeah. you have, you're not, they're not going to put on your record. You know?
No, they would not let me do that. Oh, man. My dad would be like, what is this? I'm in the room. Change that.
You don't think my dad would have liked Christmas Time in Hollis, Queens?
Rudolph the
I'll
Red Nose Reindeer.
I'll figure out what the song is.
Yeah, DMX.
The DMX version?
Had a very shiny nose.
I remember that one.
Or the Cocteau Twins.
That's
like,
a great one.
What the hell is this shit?
He should just put out an album, a Christmas album. I'd buy it.
I think the one song is good. That's just kind of a magical moment.
Hmm.
What?
What?
Huh? What about
I'm looking.
You,
I'm trying to track down
what
Justine's
you,
Chatter.
I'm trying to track
Chatter
down Justine's.
Before that could be anything.
And it's not kids. It's just, it's an adult for sure. It's,
about,
it's
oh, like we adult. Should think of the era. This has got to be 70s, right? 80s. You were a kid.
Oh, then it's the boss.
You were a kid in the
he
80s.
He chatters before that
one,
song.
One, two, three. Oh. Y'all been good out there? So Santa
not
bring you
many,
something
not
nice.
Many. Not many.
Ah, you're in trouble. I think you're in trouble.
There's that Bono
John, here's one for you.
Song.
Let's see if John can John can spot this one.
Hi, everybody. This is Caesar and Steve of Los Lobos. And guess what? It's Christmas all over the world. We'd like to wish each and every one of you out there happy holidays from all of us, Los Lobos. Here goes to the greatest fans in the whole wide world.
You ready? How about that?
That's nice.
There you go. Even Los Lobos is in on the act.
Everybody eventually does a Christmas album.
Are there any Christmas albums you hate?
Oh,
like who
oh,
should have never done
there's
one?
There's plenty.
Britney Spears.
How do you, John? Where do you fall on Zoe
Justin
Deschanel?
Bieber.
And
oh, I love her.
You like her as
now,
a singer too?
She's tough to, you know that. What's
the new girl?
It's hard to sit through that. It's so cutesy pie. It's tough to sit through. I loved her in Elf. I loved her in that 500 Days of Summer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So great. She's just wonderful, and I do like She and Him. I think those are great Christmas albums, and I think she's got a good voice. But for some reason, it's very tough to sit through that TV show.
I've heard that the best thing about the show are like all of
the friends.
Other, all of the friends.
The side characters are the best. She's okay.
That's weird.
But I do like those She and Him. They've done two now. They've done two Christmas albums.
John, where do you fall on the waitresses in Christmas rapping?
I am sick to death of that song. Oh. Because I've been hearing that since 82. I'm really sick of that Christmas rapping or whatever it's called.
Did you love it?
I'll tell you the one I never can get enough of is the... John Lee Hooker, Blues for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's just him and his guitar. And that is the most bummed out, soulful Christmas song ever. I never get tired of it.
What about what about Canned Heat?
Oh, I love that, too.
Yeah.
I love that, too.
Well, yeah. It's Christmas time, everybody.
You know,
but it's raining in my heart.
You know, the best Christmas album, the one I play the most is that Rhino did a collection called Blue Yule. And that's got Canned Heat, John Lee Hooker, Lightning Hopkins.
Oh, I think you made me a copy of that one.
It's 25 blues Christmas tracks. It's the one I play. That's what I play the most. That and the Vince Guaraldi are the two that get the most workout during Christmas.
Plano Tannenbaum.
Now, you want to hear something really crazy? Here's a crazy bit of trivia. Canned Heat and the Chipmunks were both on Liberty Records. And if you look it up, you will find that they did Christmas blues together. I'm not joking. It's the Chipmunks and Canned Heat doing. I think it's called. I can't think of the name of the song, but it's a short list of songs you're gonna find. That's Canned Heat and the Chipmunks. I think it's called Christmas Blues or something.
I'm looking it up right now, John.
You're not going to believe it, because Kid Heat put it out as a single without the Chipmunks.
I found it.
You're just not going to believe it.
I found it. It's a whole album, so it's not an actual CD, but I know the whole album now. I just found it.
What is it?
Oh, you do?
The album is A Very Special Christmas, came out in 1987. That song was from the Pointer Sisters, and it's the first song. That's how I know that, because it's the very first song.
What's the name of it?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Pointer Sisters.
Okay, I'm going to find it.
Oh, God.
This is not the candy version.
It says.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it
what
is.
What are you mice doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice gotta get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just gotta be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now and listen. Christmas is a time when we're supposed to have lots of chill. I said Christmas is a time when we're supposed to have lots of chill. I got the peace for the world with all this chalk and fill.
And now he was going to. I love it, John.
Is that great? Hard to believe, huh?
That's great.
How does that exist?
It does.
And the only reason it exists because they were both signed to Liberty Records.
So this is the album. I recognize the cover.
Hold on.
That's how I found it. I was like, wait, I know that cover. Which your song is in it.
You know what? My brother has this album.
My parents listen to it all the time.
My brother has this album.
Is that the first Very Special Christmas?
Oh, here we are again. Another year has gone by.
Whoa. I told you there's a lot of people talking. But it always hyped me up for Christmas, because I'm like, oh, my dad's awake. It's time to set up for Christmas.
That's awesome. The Pointer Sisters were like the hottest thing. Remember that? And they had like a good 5-year run where they were just like
hit after hit. You know what else is on this album is the Bruce Springsteen Merry Christmas, Baby.
There it is. You were listening to The Boss back in 87 as a little girl.
Winter Wonderland by the Eurythmics.
That's
whoa. Real chilly.
Well, yeah, I was really? Born in 86. So I was only one when that came out.
And this has also got Christmas and Hollis.
Hey, it does it?
It does. It has zero.
Yes!
Oh, and it's got Madonna doing Santa Baby, which I just want to projectile vomit every time I hear that.
I know that album so well.
Brian Adams doing Run, Rudolph, Run.
Ugh.
And after Chuck Berry, who would cover that?
Brian Adams, it seems like. Well, you know, he bought his first real six string at the Five and Dime, so maybe he thought.
It was
it also has Whitney Houston in there. Hey.
And Stevie Nicks doing Silent Night.
Silent Night. Holy
night. I would love to hear a Tom Waits Christmas album.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks.
No, I'd love to hear a Tom Waits Christmas album.
Oh, boy. You know, we've been wishing for that for a long time.
That would be amazing.
But how about a duet between Tom Waits and Stevie Nicks? I think it would go a little something like this.
Join me at the Hollywood Bowl for a very special Christmas show with my friend Tom Waits and Krusty the Clown.
Yeah. Are you serious? It's real?
Holy night.
Sean is stunned.
Sean is speechless.
All is bright.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
There you go, Mr. Pocket.
What album is that on?
It's just Pocket.
I'm coming for you, Mr. Pocket.
Mother McCree.
Oh, I love Tom Waits.
I thought I had everything Tom Waits had ever done.
How about that?
Oh my God, John. That reaction was my favorite. Your eyes got so big.
You literally almost did a spit take.
Your mouth stayed open.
I thought it was like a comedian doing Tom Waits, and then I realized, no, this is Tom Waits. Mm-hmm. What else is that?
It's
on?
A Christmas
It's
miracle.
Not an album. It's just.
He did
just
a single.
What?
Yeah. You gotta find it.
It doesn't tell you what the source
no.
is? Like a movie soundtrack or something?
Nope.
Christ. Well,
Tom waits for no one to make a Christmas song. No?
Hey.
But what I want to know is, where was the megaphone and the trash can lids?
He also has
from Daydreamer Man 2005.
Daydreamer Man.
He also has a song called Christmas Card from Hooker in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. That's not exactly a Christmas song, but that would work on a Christmas mixtape. That would work, wouldn't it?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
How about that? That must be a tribute album. That sounds like one of those tribute albums. Because he was on a Kurt Vile tribute album.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I like Kurt Vile.
It's not a nice thing to say about somebody.
Kurt Vile.
Yeah. Oh, when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah, what did you listen to?
Well.
Good segue.
We didn't have a lot of. Well, Patrick asked me that like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's okay. And I kind of forgot.
We didn't have a lot. I mean, I just heard whatever was in the ether. Mostly it was just Charlie Brown. Like, all the songs from the TV shows are what got me.
Yeah.
But I was given the Star Wars Christmas album when, when I was like,
that's a great cover.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful cover. It's like they're all in Santa's.
It looks like a Rockwell painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like they're all the droids are in like Santa's workshop or something. Yeah. Who did that? Who's actually doing the music on that?
It's not good, but a young John Bon Jovi sings the lead because I guess his uncle was the producer. But here was my favorite song on the album. Are you ready? Hold on. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Get pumped.
Two pump chump.
Get pumped. What did you just say?
Nothing.
Ranch on top.
Let me see. We have a scarf for Skywalker, right?
Yes.
And perfume for the princess?
Yes. Yeah,
what about Han Solo? That leaves one big problem.
What is?
Couldn't we get him a comb?
We gave him a comb last year.
What can you get a Woody for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry?
I want to poo-poo this, but the Kinks made so many songs like this in the 70s. I can't even be mad.
You know, it's funny. This belongs in the same spot as the Christmas show.
Yeah.
The TV show.
Yeah, they really tried to sell Star Wars at Christmas time. I don't know why.
And it's just like, I thought it's a galaxy far, far away. They celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. Happy life.
Why are they celebrating Christmas?
Happy Life Day.
There was some cool, was it a radio show or a podcast we listened to, Justine, where they were talking about all the toy production for the original Star Wars movie and how they had such a limited time to do it?
I saw that. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
It's the history of toys within five parts.
It was a show.
And the way they did the thing for the
they had the rights for it, right?
That's what they watched. Had the rights, and so they
no
had
one else
to,
wanted to make the toys. So
they had
to
like
rush it.
They went through a bunch of different production things.
They
so like
them
they
empty
pushed.
Boxes.
They gave them empty boxes and then shipped them all out. But that goes along the same lines as like Star Wars at Christmas, because they were really trying to capitalize on those sales. That makes sense.
What was the thing? He cut a sock, the toe off a sock, to make the coat for the Jawa or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they were all really like. Remember the toys looked really weird and cheap.
Yeah. And then they did, after that, there's a Star Trek episode, and they show how in the 60s, they would just put a Star Trek sticker on anything, like a Frisbee. Okay, here's a flying saucer from Star Trek. Oh, here's a, you know, like a Nerf gun. Oh, yeah, this is a Star Trek phaser, you know.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or like a Whirly Bird, or like one of those things, like the parachute guy where you'd wrap it up and throw it up.
Take me up on the Whirly Bird.
Monopoly does that all the time with all their games.
Yeah, now they do. There's a million licenses.
So it took to like the 80s or 90s to do proper Star Trek toys, you know.
John, we have a surprise for you. Patrick already knows what this is, but we have a surprise for you. You ready?
I'm ready as I'm ever going to be.
This is John.
Nice beer.
He just wants to spend Christmas with the family.
Is Daddy coming home with you?
We'll see what Santa and Mommy can do.
But when he gets stuck at the office party...
Merry Christmas!
It'll be a holiday...
Merry Christmas!
...he'll never forget.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the party, pal!
This Christmas...
It's a time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
Only John can drive somebody that crazy.
Get ready to jingle some bells and deck the halls with boughs of Bruce Willis.
Land to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
Alan Rickman.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Together, in the greatest Christmas story ever told.
I got some bad news for you, Dwayne.
Hans. Booby.
Eat it, Harvey.
Holy shit. I'm starting to get a bad feeling up here. Merry Christmas.
Die Hard.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
That was, and then it says Christmas movie, Yippee-ki-yes. That was official, an official trailer from 20th Century Fox. So
that was official?
That was an official.
Oh, I could have.
For the newest, they just put it out in like 4K. So,
oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, they put it together.
They put it together.
But recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
I want this ornament.
Did you like that?
I loved it. That reminds me of that one they did for The Shining, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they made it out to be like a family comedy.
Oh, yeah.
The Shining. You know, it's like, Dad's a little troubled. The Shining.
One man alone.
You know what?
In a cabin.
I'm not kidding. Since we watched that show, or since we watched that movie, and we talked about it, I've wanted to watch it again. I want to see.
I do too. Yeah. I probably will. Now that I got a copy.
I want to sit and watch it
again. I'm almost ready to see it again. Yeah.
That's right. Maybe
and then looking through that book, I'm going, I think I'm ready to
see it. Yeah. Do you want to read the story?
Are we doing this now? I thought we were going to save it for the end of the show.
I don't think we can read the whole book.
Damn.
I kind of want to.
But here, let's put on some...
give me some fireplace music.
Fireplace music.
I need to, I'm wearing my night robe. I have my glass of whiskey, my pipe, my slippers. I'm sitting in my red plush chair.
Just a robe.
With the Yule log.
Yeah.
Running.
And the Yule log in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Charming.
That's perfect. Okay. This is a Christmas present from the Superiority Complex to you.
Well, first it was a Christmas present from John Sandy to Patrick.
Yes, it was, and I am so excited to share this with the world.
So we'll read a few pages.
I'm not gonna read the cover. I just want to kind of go into this. Twas the night before Christmas, and up in the tower, everyone was partying except one wallflower. John McClane missed his wife. Things just weren't the same since Holly moved west and changed her last name. He tried to win her back, but still she said no. While unbeknownst to them, there was trouble below. A truck pulled up, and who should disembark but 14 men whose intentions were dark. They spoke not a word and unloaded big crates. They cut the phone lines and locked all the gates. Carl swept the ground, shooting every guard dead, while visions of bearer bonds danced in his head. John took his shoes off, making fists with his toes. It actually worked. Well, what do you know? When out in the lobby arose such a clatter, he sprung to the door to see what was the matter. When his wondering eyes should appear, holy crap, there are terrorists here. John hid under a table while no one could see and watched Hans question Mr. Takagi. I'm going to count to three. There will not be a four. Give me the codes to open the vault door. I don't know the codes, so go ahead and shoot. Okay, says Hans Gruber, and ruin Takagi's suit.
Oh, that's great.
This was the greatest Christmas present ever.
By the way,
and has cheered me up.
Speaking
so much.
Of Die Hard, and I was reading just through something completely unrelated. I was looking up the lyrics to Silent Night, and then I got on the Wikipedia page. Silent Night was written by Franz Gruber.
Oh, really?
So there's another piece of the puzzle.
There
in case
you go.
You're trying to argue.
It's all coming together.
That's probably my favorite Christmas carol.
And this is a Die Hard Christmas.
And who is it?
It's written by Doogie Horner, mm-hmm. illustrated by J.J. Harrison. It's the illustrated holiday classic. And it is a wonderful, wonderful book.
It looks like a little golden book.
It looks like a little golden book, yeah.
That is amazing.
It has some of the best pictures I've ever seen.
John,
I knew you'd appreciate the style of the illustration,
Just the look on Sergeant Powell's face. Like it captures him so
it is
well.
A good. It is a good rendition of Sergeant L. Powell, so check that out.
Whoever thought of that, that's just genius. You know?
And
they just took it the...
For those who deny that this is a Christmas movie, there is no more proof than this.
It's a great book. Oh, Merry Christmas to my Merry friends Christmas at the Nakatoma Corporation.
Yeah.
Just love the way it ends with all the paper raining down.
That's right. And then Vaughn Monroe singing, "Oh, the weather outside is frightful."
Vaughn Monroe.
The fire is so delightful.
Oh, I know. You know, Leon Redbone has a
great.
That's a great Christmas album. And he does that song. That might be the best version of that song, "Let It Snow," the Leon Russell version.
You know Leon Redbone as the snowman in Elf. He's
that's right.
He's
that's
the snowman right. in Elf. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire's so delightful, and since we've no place to go.
Sounds like he's singing with his mouth full of food.
Let it snow, let it snow.
That's his delivery.
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
I love Leon.
And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
When we finally
get that's what he sings.
I think that album is called Christmas Island.
That's right.
And, you know, that was his, you know, he had a shtick. All his albums were like, he's singing like 20s and 30s standards. Mm-hmm. And he dressed in like all white with a Panama hat, sunglasses and a goatee.
So he looks exactly like the snowman in Elf. He looks exactly like the snowman.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And God, I remember him being on Saturday Night Live like the first season.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he's sitting in an easy chair with a little lamp.
He's got like the rattan chair. Yeah.
And he's got his legs crossed and he's got the white suit and he's got a little guitar and he just sings with no accompaniment.
Yeah. I like Leon Redbone a lot. Does he have a fake nose?
No, but it looks like a Groucho.
Yeah, it's a carrot.
It looks like a Groucho nose because he's got the goatee. He's almost got a Frank Zappa goatee.
Kinda.
So it kind of makes it look like it's a false nose. But
the thing I like about Leon Redbone is that you don't know anything about him.
Right. He's just a real mystery.
Yeah.
But you get the feeling he's from the South. And some of those Leon Redbone albums, like he's singing like stuff like "Polly Wally Doodle."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only guy who can make "Polly Wally Doodle" sound like you're in a bar listening to somebody perform it.
Well, I went down south. See my gal. Sing it every Polly all day.
He's got that cover. Most people that don't know him know the cover. It's got the frog. That one froggy evening.
It looks like
he's in the you flip the cover over and he's in the he's the engineer on the train.
Oh.
And on the cover it's the frog doing a dance on the train tracks.
I'm going to buy some Leon Redbone today.
Well, I went down south for to see my gal. Howdy, howdy, day.
She got I feel like I'm at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like I'm just walking like in the back corner somewhere with a churro in my hand. Like,
you're right. It's like he's singing with a peanut butter sandwich in his mouth.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like he's...
When Jake said that,
howdy, doodle, howdy,
Greg. It's like...
We don't know anything
about your food, then sing.
We don't know anything about Leon Redbone. We don't know where he comes from.
Nope.
We don't know who his people are.
There's a real mystique there. But what's funny is he seems like the sort of act that, you know, he was on a major label, Warner Brothers. It seems like it was the perfect time for that. Tom Waits, those early Tom Waits albums. There's a certain, that early 70s, it's not the only time you can imagine somebody like that getting signed, you know.
He's from Canada.
Oh,
Canadian.
They don't know. Okay, according to the Toronto Star in the report in the 80s, he was once known as Dikran Gobralian, and came to Canada from Cyprus in the 1960s, and changed his name via the Ontario Change of Name Act.
Wow.
So nobody really knows where he came from. Nobody.
How great. A true mystery man.
Yeah. He's one of the last. He's one of the few.
You know, in this day and age, there's no such thing as a mystery man.
It it just says he's a North American singer-songwriter. They don't know if he's Canadian, American, whatever.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that weird? That's great.
Well, I went down south for to see my...
Shaking Polly
Okay, guys. Let's do a quick version of What Have You Done? What have you done? Justine?
There was a new episode for Sabrina.
The Teenage Witch?
Yeah. And they just got renewed for season 3 and 4.
Wow, we're canceling Daredevil, but we're renewing Sabrina. Awesome.
I heard that they're using a statue that is an actual statue from this Church of Satan. It's like a,
oh, is it the goat?
It's a goat-headed guy with two kids.
Oh my god, it's
that is,
creepy.
And that's a. They say they're being sued. Whoever does Sabrina is being sued by the Church of Satan because they say that's a real statue. It's our statue. You can't put it on your TV show.
They make goats really scary in the show.
Well, why don't you not worship the devil in the?
I movie? Know. It's like, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
To be fair, their eyes are
sue
very
us?
Creepy.
Why don't you just, you know, pray to the Dark Lord for our tongues to shrivel in our heads? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Really? You're going to sue us?
Or option two, suck it. How about that?
Hey, Satan, suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
How is it, though? Is it good? Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, it continued and they kind of showed what happened. And mm-hmm. then they did a cliffhanger again. I didn't know they were going to do another episode. I didn't know they were going to drop it. You know when it shows new episodes, but you're like, no, these are the same old episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop telling me they're new.
Mm-hmm.
But they really had one, so it's cool.
So it's dark, right? It's not like the old Sabrina was a comedy?
Yeah. No, it's dark.
And she doesn't meet the Groovy Ghoulies or Jughead.
Did she meet the Groovy Ghoulies on the old one?
No, the cartoon show. Remember?
I remember the Groovy
Ghoulies. The 70s, yeah. Thanks, I needed that.
That was do you remember the theme song to the Groovy Ghoulies?
Everybody shout. Come on now, sing out.
That's it.
It's time for the Ghoulies celebration.
That's it, man. Yeah. You remember.
There's a punk rock version of that. You might be able to find that. There was an album called Saturday Morning.
Morning Cartoons.
It was punk bands doing... Sorry, yeah.
That album is out of...
print.
It is.
The Ramones did Spider-Man.
Yes.
And, ooh, Reverend Horton Heat does Dick Dastardly and the Wacky...
That's it.
And Johnny Quest.
Da-da.
As a fact, that's an amazing... He does a medley of Johnny Quest and Dick Dastardly and Muttley. That's all done rockabilly, shockabilly style. That was a great album.
John, what's shockabilly?
Oh, like the Cramps is like psychobilly. You know, you take rockabilly and
sort of
cross it with punk.
Ugh, no.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
It's okay.
You like the Cramps?
Yeah. I'm kind of... rockabilly's not my thing. What? Some stuff's not bad, but...
Hmm.
Yeah. Not my jam.
Why not?
There you go.
I'm super excited. John, I imagine
that's
you.
Cool.
I just imagine you in your apartment, just in your underwear, doing like karate kicks while this is like Martin Sheen in the beginning of Apocalypse Now. No, nobody?
That's quite an image. People are like, let me see if I can get that image out of my head.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
See, I'm dancing in my underwear.
I will try. I'll treasure it for him.
Let me get this.
What do you got? What do you got, Patrick? What have you been up to?
He watched Love, actually.
Did you?
How was it?
Yeah, he watched.
Yeah, I was.
Had you ever seen it?
No, never seen it. It's a cute rom-com, and it has its funny moments. But
I know you love rom-coms. You're a big rom-com guy.
On scale of...
Jake is.
You know. One to Casablanca. Rom-com. It's like a 3-4.
What? Get out of here. There are so many good stories.
I have to
in
compare
it
to other good movies I've seen. It's interesting and
how about
it's enjoyable.
Out of Christmas movies, where is it at?
It's no Die Hard.
You know, that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to watch Die Hard again, and then I'm going to watch Love Actually.
Yes!
And see
please
how that...
watch Love Actually.
Well, I mean, it's an Alan Rickman night. It makes sense.
Alan Rickman night.
It was fun.
And then
you're going to see him in both.
I'll follow up with Dream Quest or Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
Yes. That's a way to end it.
That's
palette cleanser.
I think that might be...
You're going to see so many stars in Love Actually.
It's like six stories in one or four stories.
Yeah, and they all
one.
Converge.
There's
sing.
Boobs in it.
And then they sing.
Come again.
I don't
there's a lot of
laugh
boobs.
For Christmas. Yeah. I just want to.
Well, then why did they put that on the cover?
There's boobs like every 5 minutes.
You should have told the guy that when he was like, you know, this is a chick's film. You know, there's boobs in it, right?
You know that it's wall to wall boobs. Oh, really?
Wall to wall boobs.
So I was renting Citizen Kane. I said, you know, there's wall-to-wall boobs in this movie.
That makes me laugh.
But yeah.
So I was renting The Greatest Story Ever Told, and I said, you know, it's wall-to-wall boobs in this movie.
Wall-to-wall boobies.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. What do you got? What else are you doing? You watch Love Actually? What'd you give it? Scale of 3?
Yeah, give it like a 4.
Wow, Justine. How does it feel now?
Stupid.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is how you make us feel.
I'd watched it, we could have compared notes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's just like, I've seen better movies.
How many times did you laugh?
I laughed. I enjoyed watching it, and I think a 4 is a fair number for it.
He loved it.
Anyways.
Oh, you watched it together, so maybe...
Yeah, she's...
Well, I was watching it, and then I had to rewind it because I knew he didn't want... Or he
maybe
told
he laughed out of courtesy.
Thank you.
It seems like the sort of movie I would enjoy more if I had a girlfriend.
If you'd like to apply
for John
Sandy. If
you're interested in being John Sandy's girlfriend.
Well, and plus it's... What year was
Email
that?
Us at Super.
Or if you'd like to fix up John Sandy with an emotionally stable person, please contact us here at the Superiority Complex.
It'll be so great. It's like, and then that first night, the first date, it's all, oh, I lost my copy of Love Actually. Let's watch Nosferatu instead. Yeah.
And John's
first, let me
in
give
love.
You the breakdown.
We're going to start at the, John Sandy will be like, we are going to start at the very origins of cinema itself.
That's right.
Here's a film called A Trip to the Moon.
That'd be so great. You're loving it.
Gigantic. Nicole had this album.
I remember Nicole had this album, and
we used to play it all the time.
Oh my God. There's so many great bands on there. That's... Oh, and the Groovy Ghoulies are on this album, but I can't think of who's doing it.
Girls, this is your old pal, Stinky Whistle Teats.
Stinky Whistle Teats.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
This was my. Do you want to know what my favorite one? My favorite one on this one. This is from. This is a little obscure song from the Flintstones, I think. And this is my favorite song on that album. You ready?
Let the Sun Shine Out.
Yeah, that was from the Flintstones, right? That's from the Flintstones, right?
It's the episode where he dreams that Pebbles can talk and sing. And so she sings a song.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Is that Juliana Hatfield or
it's from
Tanya Donnelly? Or?
The name of the band is Friendtel. Julia Hatfield does Josie and the Pussycats. Josie and the Pussycats.
And then like Sublime does Popeye or something? Or somebody's on there doing Popeye.
John, you forgot about all this.
This is a crazy album.
Popeye. Sublime does Hong Kong Phooey.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
God,
wonderful.
Can you play that, please?
Oh, now you're into it? Oh, now. Because
it's Sublime and Hong Kong Phooey.
Now he wants it.
Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy.
Sarge? No! Rosemary, the telephone operator?
No, I'm in.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
And he's 12 years old. Oh. That is a good version.
All I know I got a gorilla for sale. McGilla gorilla for sale.
It feels like summer.
That's a great.
How is this out of print?
McGilla gorilla for sale. McGilla gorilla for sale.
But you could find it on Amazon, I'm sure.
Yeah, you could find it for like $7.
Yeah, or less.
Gotta love Amazon.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Violent Femmes do Eep Op Ork Ah.
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, from the Jetsons. Oh, so great. And what band would be better for that? There's no other band for that.
Of course, the Violent Femmes.
Eep, eep, op, op, ork, ork, ah, 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 ah. Eep, eep, op, op, ork, ork, ah, 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 ah. Get in this capsule, baby. We are blasting off. Op, ork, ah, ah. Eep, op, ork, ah, ah. Eep, op,
man.
Ork, ah, ah.
Those Hanna-Barbera cartoons that...
Ah.
I hope Nicole that we have to have that CD somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be in the house because yeah. I want to burn it to my.
Please.
Yeah, it's great. Eep, eep.
And do you remember the cover? I think it was God. What was that artist's name? One of those juxtapose artists, Glenn Barr.
It's all these people just staring at the TV.
Well, just kids. All these like sort of crazy, glassy-eyed kids with
buck teeth.
Yeah, buck teeth, and like they're sitting there with bowls of cereal, and it's like the blue light of the of the TVs, like.
The Butthole Surfers, John.
Care.
You know what this is?
Underdog.
Oh, how great.
Do it, John.
Simon Says, stand still. It's so great.
You once called me a frustrated old man.
You're coming in your hands and knees begging for a job. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, George Bailey. I'm going to turn you in for malfeasance.
I like that your Barrymore impersonation borders on a Walter Brennan almost. You can't just come in this jail without announcing yourself.
Was you ever stung by a bee?
Yeah, I'm going to call the police.
You come here looking for a one-armed Japanese farmer?
Now you're crossing over.
Yeah, now I'm crossing over. Now I'm doing the wrong character in the movie.
Yeah,
you come to this town with your one arm and you think you're going to stop a guy with a red baseball cap? It don't work that way.
A red baseball cap. He's running for president.
He's running for president. Hey! We didn't realize that. Bad Day at Black Rock predicted Donald Trump.
Really bad day at
Black Bad.
A bad year at
Black
Rock.
Yeah, we've seen better days.
You've seen better. Walter Brennan as the chief of staff. The indictments are being handed down as we speak.
It looks like it's going to be a real nice Christmas for the Mueller investigation.
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
I subpoenaed the president.
And you very next day.
Jake, what have you been up to? What have you done?
I never said what I'd done.
Oh, you did. You said you.
No,
you said you watched Love Actually.
No, Justine did.
No, you.
I never
you said
it I got
too.
A chance to.
Well, her. Well, what happened?
Anyways, I was just gonna say, I haven't really done much, but.
Okay, then why are you?
Okay, well,
because there's something I want to say.
Anyway, John,
he's trying it.
Forget it.
Go ahead. And it sounds kind of important.
It's gonna be sappy.
No, I just want to say, if you're out shopping during the holidays, be nice to people, man. Retail fucking sucks as it is, and there's just assholes out there. And
yeah, you that's what you
suck.
Stopped the podcast for?
Yeah, because it's important.
That's common sense. Our listeners.
You would think it's common sense, but people do not use common sense.
Our listeners are good people. We don't have to do these kind of PSAs.
Yeah, we don't have to do a little PSA. They already know.
I think that was a good message.
Forget it.
But that is a good message.
People do lose their patience around the holidays.
And
you know what?
They still think they're nice.
Patrick, thank you for bringing that up. Nope. Actually, this morning.
Fuck you. Thank you, John, and fuck the rest of you.
Well, I'm in retail, too. So
I will tell you something. I went to Target this morning because they open at 7 now. Mm-hmm. And this lady in front of me had a huge, like, cart full
penis.
Of stuff.
Oh,
yes, she had a huge
penis. Got it, got it, okay.
And I couldn't stop tripping over it.
Ruin that story.
Lady got a sausage cart.
But she,
at your leg.
I could tell that she didn't want to look at me because she thought I was going to be mad. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted her to turn around because I wanted her to know, look, it's okay. It's the holidays. You have a full cart. It's fine. I'm not mad.
Did you have one thing?
I had I had a couple of items. Okay. My father-in-law's Christmas gift I bought today. Mm. So I can't tell you what that is, but...
And she didn't say, come ahead of me? Go ahead of me?
She was already in the middle of unloading the
come
cart.
Come ahead of me?
Yeah. Come ahead. Yeah. I do that all the time, by the way.
He doesn't need to be told.
You don't need to invite me to come ahead of you.
That's okay. We were at, you know when you go to the technology section in Target.
Yeah, of course.
You pay right there.
Yeah.
This guy brought his whole cart full of groceries.
I know people do that. Yeah.
Like, what is your?
Because he didn't want to wait in line.
I just need this thing open. Like, yeah. Jerk.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Oh, and then he couldn't figure out the coupon or something, so then they had to cancel everything like towards the end of it. Mm. Like, what? Jerk. Just a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Jerk face. Just Merry Christmas. Jerk face. Jerk face.
You filthy animal.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Now, Patrick, what else are you working on?
That's all I wanted to say. Okay.
Now that I feel bad.
No, nope, I just want to say,
be good. Hey, people, be good to each other. Yeah. All right, all right, all right.
Okay, yeah.
It's Jake's turn.
Yeah, I went to go see Spider-Man.
Into the Spider-Verse. We will have a full review coming up, but give me your initial.
Holy shit.
Good.
It was fantastic.
All right. Awesome.
Best Spider-Man movie out so far.
What?
My favorite and my favorite Spider-Man.
Have you seen Peter Parker?
Miles Morales.
Have you seen Tom Holland?
My favorite Spider-Man.
He made me feel like a pedophile watching that kid.
That's two jokes in a row. That's
you know he's like 22 or something.
Yeah, that made me feel better. But during the movie, I didn't know because I couldn't pull out my
phone.
Thought
he was like 16. You're like,
I am uncomfortable by
this. I need
this.
To change my underwear and I feel really weird about it.
Put that shirt back on. I don't want to see this.
Oh, man.
I'm a grown man.
I'm a grown ass man, dog.
They should put that warning. They should put that warning in the beginning.
Did you like it though? On a scale of 1 to 10, what did you give it?
10.
Really?
I'm giving it a 10.
John, you saw it as well.
I did. It was, yeah, it was really amazing. Because I heard it was getting these amazing reviews. I heard, like, I was kind of like prone to see it anyway because the trailer looked pretty good. But I kept hearing how great the animation was. And then somebody said, oh, yeah, Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 97. I thought, I better check this out yesterday. Because I thought everybody here would have seen it, and I'm going to be the only one left out if I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so. I wanted to
as it turns out, Jake's the only one that did go see it.
Yep.
So.
I wanted to take the kid, and she had homework. She's like, I can't.
You know, you can't believe how amazing the animation was.
The art is just
and it doesn't really look
gorgeous.
Like anything you've seen lately.
No, not at all.
It's like the Fantasia of animated.
Really?
Yeah. For like animated superhero stuff, you're just not prepared. Especially since the straight-to-video Marvel stuff is not that great.
Yeah, yeah.
Animation-wise, it's a little pedestrian. This is like eye-popping. And it's really out there. And there's about 5 different styles going on.
What's the rating
at the same
on it?
Time.
PG.
Oh, okay. John Mulaney did a interview because he's Spider Pig, I guess.
Spider
him.
And he kept cussing.
Peter Porker.
Because they said, do whatever you want to do because he's a comedian. But he kept cussing, so they had to put all the deleted parts into a little
so
thing
funny.
For him. He didn't know it was going to be a PG movie.
No, it's amazing. It's just visually, it's just a feast for the eyes. And I love all the little touches because I'm not going to say anything until next episode, but they do have. A film noir black and white Spider-Man with the trench coat and the fedora, and it's Nicolas Cage doing the voice. And it's just hilarious. I know everyone goes, Nicolas Cage.
I love
it works, though.
It's wonderful. It really does. You can't imagine anyone else doing it.
And how much did you know about the alternate universe?
I knew nothing about. I know that there is a Miles Morales, and I know there's a. Because Spider-Gwen is in this too, and all these other things. I know about those characters, I've never read one. And this really does a good job of getting you up to speed. And they're great characters. I knew nothing about that whole timeline.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it pulled me in, and I knew nothing about all those alternates.
And
Spider-Man.
It's a nice intro for Miles Morales.
It is.
Absolutely.
It makes you hungry for more. When this was over, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the second one. And at the same time, you're going, I don't know where they go. They put everything but the kitchen sink in this movie. I don't know where they go after this one.
That's cool.
Because there's so many ideas. They're really juggling a hell of a lot of ideas. And you do. You have about 5 or 6 characters that you're dealing with this at the same time. But you never feel overwhelmed, you know?
I'm really excited to
see
it. Christmas break is coming up. I'm going to check
it. I was surprised how much I liked it because I just thought, you know, what can they do with this? It just seems like a half-baked idea, and it was just wonderful.
When I first saw the preview for it, the animation is what grabbed me, that style.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like it mixed between anime and some
Well, there's so much of it. Yeah, anime and... But there's also some stuff that looks like... they do a great job of making it look like an actual comic book.
They do a lot of like that... What is it, like the stippled shading?
Yeah.
They call it for it? For like a lot of darker areas? I forget what the name of it.
The color dots?
Patrick.
Stippling.
It is. I was right.
God, like a comic.
Like what did Lichtenstein do when he was the enlarged colored dots?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But all the characters have sort of like a different style. I don't know. That must have been hell to balance that. All these different Spider-Man universes have characters that are in a different style, and they're all coexisting on the same playing field. It's just wonderfully done.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited for that Asian one.
Oh, that's amazing, because she's in a robot.
Penny Parker.
She's like
she makes me so happy.
Was that actually a comic?
Mm-hmm.
Where she's,
I think they all are.
They're all comic books, yeah.
Even the Spider-Man Noir?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're all.
I'd love to check that.
They might have been like one-offs.
Yeah, one-offs.
Done like the Marvel.
No, I think there's like whole series for all of them.
She was hilarious because she's riding around in this robot that looks like a big spider. You know,
she's adorable.
Yeah, no, I got a kick out of it, and I didn't know what to expect going in. I got a big kick out of it because I thought I am not the target demographic for this. You know.
But you still loved it. It's still Spider-Man. Yeah. The character resonates.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Stan Lee has a.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
And they do a little dedication at the end for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, that'll really get you. That'll really pluck the old heartstrings. Because they before they roll the credits, they show one of Stan Lee's quotes. It's one of his better quotes.
Did you see all the comic books here have a thing for Stan Lee right now?
Oh, really?
It has his name and then the years.
I'll check it out.
Justine's going to disagree with me, but our friend of the show, Sandy, friend of the show and friend of Jake, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He's banging her.
Just don't say that.
No regrets.
He's dropping the hammer on her, though. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think he drives her to Pound Town quite frequently.
That's not true. She is actually in charge. But
Jesus. Pegging.
She runs the show. To quote the great John Sandy, and he was banging her.
although I'm just sitting here, I'm not leaping in.
It was my favorite John Sandy quote of all time.
The chaplain quote.
The chaplain quote. Was it Paulette Goddard? Who was it?
I don't know.
It was the.
I always feel guilty when you tell that story. I always feel like, gee, people must think I'm a real asshole. It's like it was so poetic. It was so gentle, and he was banging her.
Yeah, exactly the way it was. I've been watching The Good Place. Sandy recommended it to me, and wow, what a great idea for a show! And
I hear good things.
I just finished season one, and they do a good story of making it one long story, and it if you pay attention to things, it pays off. Justine did not like it. I don't know why.
That's okay.
What did you not like about it, Justine?
She doesn't like good things.
Jesus.
She's not in a good place.
What did you
not? I just see how the story could keep going. That's all.
Watch it. Just watch it. I thought that too. And
it's I don't know, and then there's just so much cheesiness, and I couldn't handle it.
Like what? Like some of that's like, you have to watch the whole thing, and then when you watch it when you take it as a one complete.
I've seen the first few episodes, and just watching that, I was like, oh, okay, I can't do this anymore.
Just reading the description of it, it sounds like an interesting idea.
It's really good, and Ted Danson's great. Everybody's great on the show. It's one of those shows where everybody's good, and Ted Danson just kind of sells.
He's always good, and what's funny is there's some station that's been running Becker, and. You know, that thing ran like 7 years. I think that was really under the radar.
Yeah, it was like one of those channel. It was one of those channel two. It was a CBS show that was on like at 9:30.
Right, bingo.
Yeah.
So it's riding the coattails of something like Seinfeld or something. Yeah, yeah. And I never watched it when it was on originally. I thought, who cares? Because, you know, Cheers was his moment.
Yeah.
And so some station's running this like twice a night. And I'm going, this is really funny. And all the peripheral characters are funny. I'm going, this was so under the radar. And then I looked it up. And it's like, this thing ran 7 years?
Yeah.
That's longer than Taxi.
Yeah. It ran for a long time.
And he does have a good character. And it's different from Sam Malone.
Yeah.
Very curmudgeonly.
This guy's very different than than Sam.
How many people get a shot at three series?
Yeah.
And this is like four for him. Because I think he was on one of those... What was it? Was he on one of those Law and Order or
I don't know.
NCIS?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he did time. I think this is like show number four for him. I think he was on one of those cop procedurals.
Really?
One of those autopsy shows.
Let's see.
Like from a couple of years ago. Either
but,
was...
But I'll tell you what. He is... CSI. He was on CSI.
Yeah, what was it? CSI LA or...
One of them.
CSI New Orleans.
He was great on Ted Danson because he's...
The thing is, how many people get to do four shows?
He was also on that show Bored to Death, which nobody watched.
Yeah. Was that Ray Romano?
It was, it was Jason Schwartzman and Zach Galifianakis.
There you go.
It was an HBO show.
So now you're talking like five shows.
Yeah.
Most people don't get a shot at that many shows. That says something about them, you know?
He was on CSI Cyber Babies or something. CSI Cyber?
Cyber Babies.
He was taken over for somebody, like Gary Sinise. Somebody bowed out, and then he bowed in.
They're throwing things at each other on the thing. Yeah, watch it, though, if you like Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Wait till it's all so you can watch it at once. And
okay.
And there's some really funny, and it's a really, without giving too much away, John, I'll give you a clue because you'll understand.
Okay.
Without giving too much away, it reminds me a lot because it's in one. It takes place in one location. It reminds me a lot of a certain '60s TV show, very popular.
The Prisoner.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But not in the. Just the idea that.
Not in the. Ooh, weird.
Yeah. It just it takes place in this one little.
I am not a number.
That's it.
I am a man.
Kind of reminds me of that.
Okay. The Prisoner.
But worth checking out.
Okay.
And very, very funny. Very good characters. A lot of good writing. And
it's coming back?
Yeah, I guess they just did their third. Okay. They're in the middle of season three.
I'll check it out. And what is it? Kristen Bell?
Kristen Bell. Yeah. She's great.
She sings a lot of Frozen songs in this
She
one.
Does not. She does not sing at all. She plays a horrible, horrible person.
It's great.
Was she a voice in Frozen?
She was.
She was.
She was the voice of Elsa?
Anna.
Which one's Anna?
She's the sister that
The
is...
loser.
She doesn't have the power. She doesn't have the powers.
Was she the voice of the snowman? Was she the reindeer? What was she?
In the meadow, we can build a snowman.
Yeah, but everyone likes Elsa, not her.
Olaf.
The snowman.
Olaf.
But you can do that. I got to do that. Dean Martin. I'm still cracking up Justine's reaction to.
Well, I know. It just goes to show he had something and he still got something.
Yeah.
He still reduces women to.
Since we know
yeah,
boys
he can get it.
Go.
Let it snow and snow and snow.
He'd be very pleased that, 20 years after his death, that women are so, whoo.
Whoa.
Get a load of that.
Hello.
Hey, ho.
Hey, Pally.
Hey, sweet pea.
Hey, Pally.
Hey.
Oh, it would be great, though, sure. The first 10 years of his career with Jerry Lewis.
Oh, he's the straight man to Jerry Lewis.
You know,
Any of those movies good?
Yes. Living It Up is a remake of Nothing Sacred. Definitely worth catching. Some of Jerry Lewis's finest moments.
Okay.
But it works because Dean Martin is such a great straight man. There's a scene, if you look at it on YouTube, there's a scene from Living It Up where Jerry Lewis is pretending like he's psycho. And he's swinging from a chandelier and he's throwing light bulbs at Dean Martin's head. And the look on Dean Martin's face is priceless. Because he's supposed to convince these doctors that he's nuts. So he keeps going, oh, dive bomber. He's throwing all these light bulbs and they're breaking right on Dean Martin's head. Finally, the doctors leave the room and he keeps on throwing them. And Dean Martin just looks at him like, that's enough now. They're gone, you know? The look on his face, you just go, this is the straight man of all time.
Should we show Justine like Ocean's 11, the Rat Pack movies?
Show her that clip. Hmm. Show her that clip from Living It Up.
What year is that, John?
Oh, I don't think... Oh, it's like 53 or 54.
I've never seen one where they're together.
That, people say, a little of him goes a long way, I don't know. That's the one to catch. Okay. There's a lot of Martin and Lewis's that are a little tough to sit through. That's the one where they're firing on all cylinders. There's another scene where Jerry Lewis has got to impersonate five
that's
different
what
doctors.
She said.
What do you mean that's what she said?
He said they're firing at all different cylinders. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Firing... And also,
she said, "Hello." Oh,
it's a porno movie. Living It Up. It's a porno movie.
Okay, we gotta wrap it up, John.
Okay,
we gotta wrap it up, Patrick. We gotta wrap it up, Jake. We gotta wrap it up, Justine.
Yep.
You want any Christmas wishes for the listeners? We have a few minutes here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Come on, guys, get it.
Songs that we sing to you
and your kin.
Good tidings for Christmas and a
happy new year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day.
I love that.
Christmas
the most obscure Christmas song of all time. You might as well be doing Gregorian chants. It's like,
Jesu Domine.
Boy.
Requiem. Ace
Requiem.
It's the greatest.
Monty Python, holy crap.
I love that. They're just all boom. And the counting shall be...
the counting shall be... Yeah. Anytime.
1, 2, 5. I mean, 3.
Anytime if she weighs more than a duck, she must be a witch.
I love that.
She turned me into a newt.
I got better.
A newt? I got better.
So if she floats, she's made of wood.
No,
which wait. Means...
If she weighs as much as a duck, means then she's made of wood. And that means...
She's a witch!
A witch!
I love
witch.
That. What else floats? Lead. Rocks, apples.
Really small rocks. Churches.
And then he's all, a duck. Dark. Who are you who's so wise in the ways of science?
Maybe he's a witch.
So great. Burn! Burn!
Ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on it shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
John, do you recognize that band?
I have no idea.
They're Canadian.
Oh.
They were huge.
When?
I call this an American Pie band. Because anybody that was on the American Pie soundtrack all sounded the same.
Is that
the presidents of the United States?
No.
It's not Hootie.
Mm-mm.
They were huge?
Huge.
Huge.
On the soundtrack. For American Pie.
I have no idea.
Are you ready? I am. I'll give you one more chance to figure it out. All right.
Yeah, she must be a witch.
Burn! What do you do with witches?
Burn them!
I'm getting a call here.
What else floats? More witches! That sounds like Squirrel Nut Zippers.
No.
That's a great Christmas album. They're Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
John,
should I know this?
They're the biggest. It's a horrible song they sang. Think of all the awful songs on the American Pie soundtrack. This is probably.
I don't think I'm familiar. I saw the movie. I don't think I'm familiar with the soundtrack.
It's, I can't tell you then. You'll never know. Do you guys know?
No.
It's Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah, right? But they do a great Christmas album.
Really? The whole album?
The whole album's great.
Jesus.
Yeah. They do a good Christmas album. I know. I don't like them either, but they do a good Christmas album. Mm. It just goes to show you. Those songs are, I'm going to get
some
flack.
They're bulletproof, yeah.
I'm going to get some flack. They do a great version of, believe it or not, Auld Lang Syne. It'll make you like.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess we know what we're going out to.
We're not going out to that. We are not going out to the bear. We're not going to let Canadians end this show. You think, are you kidding me? We're Americans.
Fire.
He was not American.
He was British, which is just as good.
I am the god of Christmas past, and I bring you
fire,
sleigh bells,
holly.
Anybody else have a little Christmas greeting? Shout out to everyone, all our fans. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. All the people that interact with us on the Twitter, and you post stuff, and you repost stuff, and you retweet. Merry Christmas to our friends, the Castaways, our best podcast buddies, of course. I'm not going to name them, but
you know who you are.
You know who you are.
And I love that. Know who you are.
Merry Christmas to our newest friends, the Nerd It Down podcast. Oh, by the way, be sure to check out Renee's. There's an Al Powell Collectible Funko. It's just come to my.
He's holding
Twinkies.
Wow.
So cute.
Make sure you listen to Renee's podcast, Nerd It Down. It's available on Podbean. And just type in Nerd It Down. It's all one word. And they're doing a great job. They're on episode 3. They've already got 100 downloads. So people are listening and responding. And if you guys can give them some love, Renee's a great guy. And he has a good crew. They're outdoing us by one. We're going to have to swap out either Jake or Patrick because they have two females on the show. We only have one. And you know I'm not going anywhere. You know John's not going anywhere. And Justine's not going anywhere. Those are the fixed points. So just so you know. There is a rotation. It will be between Jake and Patrick.
It's fine.
Come again. They've got two women.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you.
Mm-hmm. Hurry back.
We're dying to meet you.
Yeah. So, back. Merry Christmas, guys. Everybody who listens to the show and participates and supports us, we love it. We'll be back with more great content. Next week, we have our digital movie club. It's our post-Christmas digital movie club. We're going to be watching, I forgot what we're watching, Paper Moon.
Taking Pelham 1, 2, 3, and
Westworld. Taking Pelham 1, so hopefully you'll get those.
It's
going to
be a great week.
On your Christmas list.
It's going to be a wonderful show.
It's going to be a wonderful show. We always bring our A game. Today was a little weird. We didn't have anything prepped, but it worked out. We got to listen to a lot of Christmas music. And
sometimes when you wing it, it works out pretty
sometimes
well.
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. So this one's for Justine. We're going to close it out with Mr. Dean Martin from his Christmas album.
Somebody get a mop.
Clean up on aisle 3.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? And Elaine.
Dude, what?
Snow is glistening.
So charming.
A beautiful sight. We're happy.
That's
tonight.
What she said.
Oh, that part.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
Because he does what Elvis is trying to do, but he doesn't get it.
Is the bluebird here to stay? Is the new bird? He sings a love song
just a
as we go along.
Brandy Snifter.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's all foreplay.
Yeah, in the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I'm married. We'll say, no, man. Oh, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire.